The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dermot Lacey is with me, who's a Labour councillor, Dublin City Council. And yesterday the council were talking about the aftermath of the good weather over the weekend. And one of the features of the good weather, certainly in the capital city, are people out along the canals having a few pints. And then, well, I guess after a few pints, they experience what we all do after a few pints. They've got to relieve themselves and they don't necessarily do it in private. Dermot, it's kind of pretty grim stuff, isn't it?
No, look, first of all, it was great to have the good weather. Good to be here, first of all. It was great to have the good weather, and let's hope we have more of it. I think what we need to do really is just prepare for good weather in the future. And we haven't done that. I love to see people sitting along the canal.
Oh, I have to say, it is one of the great things about the good weather.
But if we're going to have that, let's prepare for it. You know, let's have, you know, proper public toilets. Let's have a proper policing plan. Let's have a proper cleanup. Now, I have to say, a friend of mine came down the canal the following morning running, and Councillor Fiona Connolly, and she said the place was absolutely spotless. So the council cleanup bit worked.
Yeah.
But I suppose the behaviour of people people need to be reminded that people also live in the inner city.
Yeah.
So if you're going to enjoy yourself, remember that sort of a couple of yards from you, there's somebody trying to go to sleep. There's somebody trying to put the children to bed or whatever. And you know, you don't urinate in somebody's front garden. But if you're not going to do that, we need as a council to provide more public toilets. We need to provide more public toilets anyway.
Yeah.
And we're not doing it. And it's something that councillors constantly raise. We need more of them.
And what's the pushback?
The pushback is the cost of maintaining them.
Okay.
And in the past, there was some sort of unsavoury sort of elements to them, and I feel people don't want to go back to that. But to me, it's an essential public service, and it's something that we should be providing. But I mean, I could keep you here all night about the sort of things that the council should be doing, and the fact that we don't have the money, the fact that government steals the vast bulk of our local property tax, all of that. But councillors will continue to press for more public toilets. There's also responsibility on the publicans and the off-licensers around to manage sales perhaps better. So what I want to see is a plan to allow people enjoy a good summer.
Yeah, and listen, you're never going to get this perfect, particularly when there's a few pints involved. There'll always be some people who'll take the mick, as it were. But I wonder as well on the littering front, I mean, a little bit of oversight. Is there an argument for kind of visible litter wardens in some of these areas?
Well, I think there's an argument
at these times.
I think there's an argument for a few big blue barrels to be put in places where people congregate.
Yeah.
And that sort of common sense approach sometimes is
Well,
lacking.
That is, I mentioned all the people who gather at the canal, for, you know, say around the barge pub, maybe that's one of the famous little areas where this happens and most concentrated. The other thing you see are just like stacks and stacks of pint glasses. You know what I mean? And other containers, well, because there's nowhere for people to put them.
Well, that's where the publicans could come out and collect more, because I cycle into town most mornings, and when you pass by certain pubs or certain, you know, places where people are drinking at night, the amount of broken glass on the road outside is a real problem. So yeah, we all have a bit of a responsibility. The publicans to collect the glasses, Dublin City Council provide the toilets and the bins, and then to clean up on the following day, and people like me to keep on pushing for those things. But this is about enabling people to enjoy our good weather, limited all as it is. And I keep on saying, you know, all the time, and it doesn't just apply to this issue. What we need is more good manners and perhaps less rules, and just people to learn to respect each other better, to respect the neighbourhood they're in, to respect the city that they live in. And perhaps that's the message that should go out. More manners, less rules. I'd love to live in a society like that.
Yeah, it would be great. It would be great. I don't think we live in it. Not at the moment. On the public toilet front, are the council, I mean, they have a point when they say it will attract a certain amount of unsavoury behaviour, do they?
I don't think they do really anymore, to be honest with you. And there's all sorts of security measures that you can do. I mean, there can be lighting can be appropriate. You know, what we tried to do in the recent past, the easy bit was any time we've opened a new cafe in the public parks, we've insisted that public toilets be associated with them. But I think we could put in public toilets in places like, you know, the outside of libraries. We should ensure that all new public buildings have publicly accessible toilets from the outside. We need to maybe use
would
some
it be
of these
free, or would you tap in maybe a nominal fee?
I'm sort of a believer that it is usually better if people have to pay something.
Yeah.
You know, whether that be a €1 coin or whatever. But I'm open to that argument. And that's, I'd love if you were having that argument.
You're showing your age there now, Dermot, a €1 coin. Nobody has coins anymore.
Well,
they'd be tapping.
Well, in fact, we were talking about that only yesterday at the area committee meeting. Councillor wanted the council to install a facility for paying by coins. And it was one of the younger councillors who raised this issue. And the response was it wasn't possible to do it because it had to be card operated.
So that was
the opposite.
But even that technology now is cheap and easy to install. The public, not to make everything about kind of
we can do anything we want to do.
The public toilets in Kilkenny on the parade tap in and out.
We can do it. We can do anything we want to do.
Yeah.
Kilkenny after Dublin is my favourite city.
Well, Dermot, you win points for that. Listen, thanks a million for coming in to us.
And best luck to you. Take care.
Dermot Lacey, Labour Party Councillor, Dublin City Council.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.